It's time again for another daily devotional video. So far this week we've heard about Thomas, Mary, another Mary, but today we want to consider perhaps the most famous person who saw Jesus after the resurrection, Simon Peter. We begin, Simon meets Jesus. Children, Simon's story actually began with his brother Andrew. John's Gospel tells us Andrew was a disciple of John the Baptist, and heard John call Jesus the Lamb of God. Andrew then went and introduced his brother Simon to Jesus. At that time, Jesus gave Simon the name Cephas, which means a stone. Next time Simon met Jesus was when Jesus asked Simon if he could use his boat so that he could teach the people from there. After Jesus was done teaching, he told them to go out fishing. Simon answered that they were out all night and didn't catch anything, but because he said it, they would try it. They caught so many fish, their net started to break. But Simon, seeing this miracle, said to Jesus, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Now, do you think that Simon wanted Jesus to go away? No, not really. But Simon was starting to learn that compared to Jesus, he was a very sinful man. And he felt that he was unworthy that Jesus would be with him. Now, when God is working in our life, children, in yours or mine, there are many times, aren't there, when we feel unworthy of any of the Lord's blessings. I hope you felt that way from time to time. And when we do, we shouldn't turn away in shame. But we should turn to the Lord and seek His mercy and grace. Simon, one of the 12. Jesus answered Simon near that boat that day in a very tender and powerful way. He said to him, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." Now what did that mean, that Simon would catch men? Simon, you see, was being called by Jesus to preach the gospel, so that men would be free from Satan's grasp, his net, and come to God. Simon, along with James and John, they brought in their ships, and they left them in order to follow Jesus. Now, you might wonder, children, at this point, why do I keep calling this man Simon instead of Peter? After all, we're studying Peter today, aren't we? In Mark chapter 3, however, when Jesus gathered all the 12 together and made them apostles, he named Simon Peter. Do you know what name we should want from Jesus? The name of Christian. Now some of you might think, "I already am a Christian." And that may well be true. I hope it is, by the grace of God. But to be a real Christian, that means we are born again by the Spirit of God. It means we love Christ, follow Christ, really try by the grace of God to live like Christ. That is a true Christian, and I hope there are many of you who are. And if you're not, go to Christ and ask Jesus, "Please, Lord, make me a Christian now." Peter the leader. It soon became clear that Peter was something of a leader among the apostles. He was often the first to speak up. He was the first to answer. Sometimes he answered really well, like the time that he confessed that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God. Other times he spoke in ignorance, as when he didn't seem to accept that Jesus had to suffer and die and rise again the third day. There were times when Peter was singled out, along with James and John, for special moments with the Lord Jesus. For example, Peter was there on the mountain when Jesus was transfigured. That is, when Jesus began to show something of his glory. His face and his clothing, we read, shone like the sun. Those same three apostles were the only ones to witness Jesus raising Jairus' daughter from the dead. And again, they were the only ones who went further than the rest to be near to the Savior in the Garden of Gethsemane. You know, that is something we should really want for ourselves, to live especially close to Jesus. Now you might wonder how to do that. Spending time with Jesus in prayer, thinking about Jesus much. It means learning about Jesus from the Bible first, yes, but also from the many, many very good books that there are about him. But children, all the learning in the world can't make up for the grace that we need from God by the Spirit's work to need Jesus, to see the beauty and the glory and the value of Jesus, to know his love for ourselves, the love that we see him giving others in the Gospels. I hope you know that grace, that beauty of Christ, that love of Christ in your heart too. I trust that there are some of you children who do know by the grace of God. Peter the Proud. Sad to say, Peter had some important lessons to learn, just like all of us. I'm not talking now about the lessons that you are getting from your school teachers. No, Peter needed to learn a different lesson. He needed to be humble, not so boastful, not thinking he knew better, even sometimes thinking he knew better than Jesus did. So Jesus warned Peter more than once. But finally, when Peter started boasting that he would rather die than ever deny Jesus, that very night, Peter did deny Jesus, even with an oath. He said he didn't even know Jesus. He wasn't a follower of Jesus. And Peter said those things at the very time Jesus was being condemned by the Jewish leaders and sent off to Pilate to die. Now, before you or I say anything like, "How could Peter do such a thing?" we need to be very careful about our own pride. We might think we would do better, that we would never deny Jesus, but that's easy to say when our life is not in danger. There are Christians in the world today who are tortured and killed, hurt very badly, and dying just for going to church, just for having a Bible, just for praying to Jesus. I wonder how strong and full of courage we would be then if we had to face suffering and death. You see, only God's grace can hold us up in times like that so that even then we might glorify him. And then the restored Peter. When Jesus rose from the dead, he made sure Peter knew it. "Tell the disciples and Peter," the angel told the women. And at some point, Jesus appeared to Peter all by himself. On the shore of the Sea of Galilee, Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me? Do you love me?" Can you guess why he asked him three times, children? Yes, you're right. It was because Peter denied Jesus three times. But after each time, Jesus would tell Peter he was restored to that calling that Jesus had given him 3 years earlier, to bring the gospel, to catch men in the gospel net. Peter did that. Once he was empowered by the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, Peter preached with boldness. He did so even in front of the enemies who condemned Jesus and his followers. And yet, like all of us, Peter wasn't perfect. He still sometimes sinned and made mistakes. Paul mentions one of them in Galatians chapter 2. But you know, God took all that Peter learned, including from his mistakes and sins, and he made Peter a pillar in the early church. Now, not a pillar like you might see in front of a building or a house, but one of the leaders of the church. Now, does that surprise us? Last Sunday night, and in the coming Lord's days, if God spares me, I'll be preaching from the first letter, we call them epistles, that Peter wrote to the Christians who were scattered all over due to persecution. But God doesn't write Peter's story in the Bible just for us to read and say, "That's a nice story," or "Peter was a nice man." No. God is calling us, you and me, to follow Jesus just like Peter. God wants us to learn from our mistakes and sins, just like Peter. The Savior wants us to love him, just like Peter. And God is calling all of us to be useful, just like Peter, to others who are Christians and to those who are not yet Christians. Did that happen to you? Are you following Jesus by the grace of God? If you are, thank the Lord with all your heart, for that is a great blessing. If you are not yet following Jesus, you may come to Him now and ask Him, Lord, I need Thy grace. I need Thy Spirit. I need Thee. Would you like to meet Peter one day? Would you be surprised if I said you can? If you follow the Lord Jesus, if you repent of your sins, if you trust in Christ, you will meet Peter in heaven. But you know what's way better than that? You will meet and live with Jesus forever in heaven.